I wish they would have made it bigger. That's a badass band, man. The Donnas. Hey, how does a chimichanga and a margarita sound?
Delicious.
Wait, do you have some on you?
Are you offered?
I'm going to try to see if I can talk my wife into going to a Mexican restaurant for lunch. Because,
oh, that's a big deal.
She'll do it for me. I know. She won't want to eat anything, but I don't know. A chimichanga and a margarita sounds good.
Did you make her feel bad or something yesterday about not getting me banana bread?
I did. I said, baby, I felt bad.
It was so good, too.
I said, I felt bad because I had banana bread for Angel and I had banana bread for Ryan. Yeah. And Carlos was like, I want some. And he had those big eyes and he looked all sad.
Yeah.
And
she's sad.
Oh, God, I didn't know he was coming into the radio station. I'm like, yeah, he's coming in more. Did she call you or something? Or
she's a sweetheart and she messaged me. I'm not going to share her message because she's a sweetheart. And then asked her about how my mom's doing. And she said, my mom is always around. And she said, I don't even want to repeat it to you guys. It's our little special message that she said that was so beautiful.
Yeah,
she's very beautiful. The word she wrote about my mom was very beautiful, and I appreciate it. So I didn't even expect to get a text from Mary Ellen saying, hey,
yeah,
here comes a package, a care package for you and your girls. I was like,
I didn't know
sweet,
she was gonna,
I'm here for it.
I didn't know she was going to do that. Actually, after the show, I'm going to Ryan's house to drop off soup and something for Christina. And then Tanya Morgan, she had surgery and her husband is ill, so we're dropping soup off to there. And there's some other friends.
She needs to start a soup kitchen at this point.
She just likes, that's her way of, being.
She's got a beautiful heart, man.
Shit, man. You know what? I don't deserve her. She's so good.
No, you don't.
Stop. You don't. But you don't have to say it. What do you want to say?
Oh, you do.
No, he's right. He doesn't.
All right. Well, we got your trivia questions there, Froggy.
We do. So if you want to play along, go to monsters.fm, click on the homeloansradio.com trivia presented by That Mortgage Guy, Don, because he is the one who presents it. And first 100 people in get to play, and it's all stuff throughout the week. The Monsters are playing for pride. Russ, what is your noise to chime in? All right, Angel. And Carlos Navarro.
Whippersnippers.
Whippersnippers. Indeed. Let's go ahead and kick this game off with question number one. This week we learned about a vampire that haunts what place, Carlos?
Well, it's Bloody Walgreens.
It is Bloody Walgreens indeed.
Jeff Howell shows.
Yep, we learned about the Walgreens vampire of Altamont that a lot of people knew about. I was really surprised how famous that
you
guy is.
You got the interview yet? You got the big interview?
No, I went there last night to find him. He was not there. So
I was there. I was in the rafters. It was a tiny little bat sitting above the Pampers section.
Question number two. Russ saw a rabbit eating what?
Kentucky Fried Chicken box.
That is correct. It was a rabbit eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Russ saw it as some kind of sign, I imagine.
What about D? Answer D.
Angelique? No, that's not the correct answer. I'm sorry. It's question number three. We learned this week that watermelons can be what color? That's Angel.
Ooh.
Yellow. And you know what?
Yellow watermelon meat.
I met so many people that didn't know that. That was a big learn this week.
I think everybody. I think about
melon meat.
What?
We learned the term melon meat.
Yes.
Which is about the undercarriage of your butt. Oh, no, 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 Ryan.
What?
No. No, no, no.
What?
That was straight up.
That's a bridge too far.
Does he eat dinner with Ellen?
Yeah, watermelon.
You killed my joke. You pushed it too far. You pushed it too far, Ryan.
I always take it too far. Question number four. How much did Ryan bet Russ?
For Christmas snippers.
Finish the question.
That was me.
How much did Ryan bet Russ that the Dolphins would not make the playoffs, Angel?
So you bet Russ $500 versus him giving you a week of pizza.
If the Miami Dolphins do not make the playoffs this year, I have to buy you pizza every day for 7 days.
Yes.
If they do make the playoffs, they don't have to win.
Just get in the playoffs.
You got to give me $500 cash, and I am going to make you.
And like the show attorney, that $500 should be put in escrow already.
I have a show attorney that's ready to say, listen,
drop the documents and everything.
It's a contract because you said it.
We'll talk to Charlie.
If you lose and they do, and then Russ has to buy the pizzas, he's going to find the best pizzas in the world. And I promise to eat pizza with you, Ryan, every day that week. And then next week, I promise to go to the best toilets in the world as well, because it's not going to be good.
Question number five. What color can Russ not stop seeing?
Oh, it's Whisper Snippers.
Man, I think Angel got his full thing out, so you got to go with the shorter one.
Oh.
So, Angel. 5 seconds. Four.
Manga gray.
Three. Oh, that was Carlos next, though, and chimed in. Carlos.
Nardo gray.
Nardo gray is correct.
Nardo gray. I saw four cars in Nardo gray yesterday. They're everywhere now.
And now, you know when Russ sees you, he goes, Nardo gray!
Nardo gray.
He's just yelling out the window.
And he's just yelling at him. He looks, and now he's going to be, instead of the vampire Walgreens, he's going to be Nardo gray guy.
That's like some dude, some kind of a kinky sex deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I bent over and gave her
the Nardo gray.
Question number six. Carlos eats what food like a zombie?
Whisper Snippers.
I'm going to give it to Carlos on this one.
I eat mango like a man.
No, you eat it like a zombie.
Like a friggin' werewolf.
Yeah, it's like somebody's going to take it from you and you're in prison.
I like the Angel said, the way you ate the mango in front of the white people.
We don't do that in front of the whites, Carlos. You know that. Question.
You and I are the white people. That's funny.
Question number seven.
It's funny because it's true.
Who? I just don't think of it that way, but it's funny. Mm.
Who is going to do Mr. Chips?
Snippers.
Chips. Mr. Chips Tips, excuse me.
Who is going to do Mr. Chips Tips?
Yes.
What kind of question is that?
That's a real question. Carlos knows the answer. Carlos.
Richard the Math Guy.
Richard the Math Guy.
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
We did talk Cape Cod this week.
We did talk to a Cape Cod ship guy. Different guy, though. So, yeah, Richard the Math Guy is going to give us computer security advice.
I got to share with you guys a story I got taken.
Keep that ad up, though, real quick, before you share it. Look how cool Real Radio Monsters. Why do we get rid of cigarette ads? That's a badass ad. Look at that cool-ass camel smoking a cigarette, about to bang.
Wearing a Miami Vice jacket.
Lady on a convertible. Lady,
that camel's going to bang that woman, yeah.
Like, that's when advertising was great. Like, somebody saw that was like, I need to go smoke a camel so I can bang this chick on my car.
Straight out of the 80s.
Make America 80s again. That's going to be my slogan. Question number eight. What song did Russ sing from a Chewy's commercial? Russ?
Peanut Butter Box is here. Peanut Butter Box is here.
I said Peanut Butter Box inside. I didn't even know the song, but Peanut Butter Box is here is the correct answer. Yeah.
The big dumb dog when he sees the peanut butter. Oh, it's funny. It's funny.
It is funny. But yes, I can't get that out of my head.
Peanut Butter Box is here.
There we go. I'll fix it. There we go. Question number nine. Jeff Howell used to be a part of what club? Jeff Howell used to be part of what club? We learned this on Friday. Russ!
Hair Club for Men.
Hair Club for Men is correct.
Oh! I was not here for that, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hellfire Club, that's what I'm in, dude.
Yeah, we learned that Jeff Howell got his...
Clubber Lang. Stupid.
You're stupid. We learned that Jeff Howell used to glue a wig to his head and have to get it redone every month or so?
Club La Villa, where was that?
Well, that's Club La Villa, Russ, which is an old folks' retirement home, not Club La Villa.
Yeah, Club La Villa was up north.
I didn't know how to say it. There used to be ads on this station, because I've heard it from the Monster Rewind, about for Club La Villa.
Yes!
Yeah. Club La Villa.
Where does that
Club
come from?
It was a club in Pensacola.
In Pinemont City.
And then they brought it down here.
That's right. Yeah.
I used to host Wet Spot Ladies Night on Wednesdays there.
That's right. Okay, I knew it from something that we did, but Club La Villa. Okay, yeah.
And question 10. From the podcast from Friday, Angel names all the podcasts, by the way, and Angel named the Friday podcast, Let Me Smell the Lady Once. What is that about?
So, hear it?
Angel.
Wow, this is going to be telling.
Uh-oh.
So if you listen to that segment,
yeah,
Russ shares a story.
Are you talking about bike seats?
Bike seats out of...
oh, my God. I was trying to go for a joke.
out of Oregon, where there was 1,500 nudists.
No, 10,000.
Or 10,000 nudists
riding bicycles. And, can you imagine?
Yeah.
You smell those seats.
Yeah, I can.
So that
you could probably sell them for $1,000 a piece in Japan.
I would smell the lady ones.
Damn, Angel just didn't even mask it in a joke.
No, that was saying that was the title of the podcast.
The title of the podcast for that.
Right. Let me smell the lady ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, the winner from the monsters is Angel today. Congratulations to Angel. But the winner.
BS.
The winner overall is Rachel W.
Oh, Tony Pepperoni came in second.
Always the bridesmaid. Always
the bridesmaid.
Tony Pepperoni came in second.
Always the bridesmaid.
How is that? And he got 10 right.
She answered quicker?
She answered faster.
Oh, my God. And so he has 879 points, and she had 897 points. I am so sorry, Tony Pepperoni.
Damn it, Tony!
Damn it, Tony is not having a good day right now.
He probably threw his phone across the room at this point.
He came in second place in the trivia. I'm sorry, Tony.
Good job, Rachel.
This is record-breaking. Nobody in the history of the Monsters has ever gotten 2 second-place finishes on trivia in one trip.
And Rachel is a listener that she listens all the time. Congratulations, Rachel. She's actually texting right now. Didn't we meet her in Melbourne?
I believe we did.
Yeah. So, Rachel, thank you.
Angelique Hart's Real Estate?
I think that's their realtor. It's a different Angelique.
And Mike the Chip Guy was up there, too.
There you go. So, Rachel W., I'll get a hold of you, or hopefully you put your email in correctly, and I'll email you from my account. If I don't, just email me, ryan@realradio.fm. Congratulations, and thanks to that mortgage guy, Don, from homeloansradio.com, for sponsoring Friday Trivia with them monsters. What?
Nothing. Oh, are you, so you're off this weekend?
Yeah, no? My trailer's being repaired currently, so I'm just gonna take the weekend off rather than rent a trailer, do all that. So.
And sweat out there in the,
Yeah, so it'll be a nice little weekend. I'm gonna be out in Daytona this weekend.
Ooh, what are you doing there?
I'm just gonna get an Airbnb and hang out.
Scout for places for us to do the show.
Okay.
You know, that. Now, listen, when you're there, see if you can find, there's a place on the beach that the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart has, and I think it's either a wrestling restaurant or it's some sort of a museum. I don't know. He's got something out there, and he said, hey, if you guys ever want to do the show live, see if it would be a good location.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Or you know, anyone else in Daytona, because we want to go out to Daytona. We really enjoyed going to Melbourne and meeting all the listeners and all that kind of stuff. We want to do a thing like that in Daytona. We want to also maybe go to New Smyrna at some point, go out to Brooksville, whatever. So we'd like to kind of take the show.
We can't go to Brooksville.
Why? That's where your family is. Yeah. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk to Piff the Magic Dragon. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. All right, we appreciate you listening to the Monsters Mornings. We're Radio 104.1, and we are live on Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. So check it out when you get a chance. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos and Angel and Ryan, and we have a special guest on the line who's been a guest before, and he was awesome, and looking forward to his new special coming out. On the line with us right now, we have Piff the Magic Dragon. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hi, buddy. How you doing? Yeah, great to be back from the show.
Yeah, man, great to have you, Pip. You know, I was thinking about this today. Actually, I was listening to something and thinking about, like, who else has done more with their America's Got Talent, you know, fame than you. Like, you've really been able to capitalize on it. I can't think of anyone else that's done more. You have to be amazed by it, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're now 7 years into our Las Vegas residency at the Flamingo Hotel.
That is, so 7 years you've been at the Flamingo.
Damn.
And I know you were on the road for a while because you came in here right before the pandemic, I believe. How were things for you? Go ahead.
We used to do like half the week in Las Vegas, and then we would spend the other half of the week on the road, touring all over the place, all over America, Canada. And then when the pandemic happened, obviously everything shut down, but when we came back, we moved rooms, and we're now in the big main showroom at the Flamingo. We took over from Donny and Marie Osmond.
That is awesome, man. Well, I'm really happy for you. It was a joy meeting you when you came in here. It's such a nice guy, and I'm glad to see you're super successful. Hey, Piff, do you ever think there'll be a day when you, let's say you get to be, I don't know, you're still performing, still kicking ass, still doing well, but you get to be, I don't know, 60-something or 65 or whatever, and you're like, I'm sick of putting this costume on. Like, I want to be taken seriously.
Yeah, right.
I want to be taken seriously as a comic, you know? I'm taking the costume off, and I'm using my real name. Do you think that'll ever happen?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully I retire by then. No one wants to see that. They just want to see a grumpy dragon.
Right. Everybody wants to see a grumpy. And I'm looking at your upcoming special. And in the special, you have another guy that's been on the show several times. He's super cool. It's Piff the Magic Dragon and Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. He's in the special with you, right?
Yeah, I managed to convince him to dress up in the dragon outfit and play my dad, Pop the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a funny cover here. It's called Reptile Dysfunction. And where can people watch the special?
We put it out on YouTube. So you just go to youtube.com/PiffTheMagicDragon. You can watch the whole thing for free. It's our gift to our fans and to the people who've followed us for so long.
And then, and obviously, like, Penn Jillette is one of the guys that's been in Vegas for a long time now. A lot of the acts that are, you know, living in Vegas and performing all the time, do you guys, it seems like a lot of times you guys all become friends, you know, like, because you've been there for so long. Like, are there other acts from Vegas that you hang out with?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like Carrot Top's a friend, Wayne Newton, Donny Osmond. You know, all these people who are just legends in the business, they become your neighbors. And, you know, we hang out. It's crazy.
Now, what if, like, somebody comes in and they're there for just a couple weeks, like Adele? Like, Adele, you know, she was there for a couple weeks. Do they feel like, hey, listen, I got to kind of get to know the local entertainers, or do those folks kind of stay away from everybody?
The first call Adele makes when she lands is to Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah. How long have you known Carrot Top?
Like, hey, what are you doing for breakfast? Say that again?
How long have you known Carrot Top?
Years, 8 years or something.
Yeah,
he's crazy like that.
He's a great guy. You know, he's from he's got a home here in Winter Park, so we've known him for forever, and he's really, I mean, that guy is super successful, right?
Yeah, and he's got one of the greatest shows in Vegas. It's so funny from start to finish. And he's always putting in new stuff, keeping it fresh.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's really good like that. So the it's called Reptile Dysfunction, and you can watch it live on YouTube.
Yeah, it's live on YouTube right now. It's a bunch of material that we were doing pre-pandemic, and then during COVID, we worked on a bunch of new material. So now we wanted to release all the old material to the fans as a little bit of a gift.
Well, it's very nice. Well, good. We'll tell Penn Jillette we said hello. He's been on the show several times. He's a super nice guy. Yeah, Ryan, question for Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff, do you feel like the internet has sort of just ruined magic in a way, though? Because, like, every time I see, like, an amazing magic trick on, like, the internet, the comments underneath it will always be like, this is how you do it. Here's a video link to how they're doing it, and it ruins magic. What are your thoughts on people that want to ruin it like that?
Yeah, well, you got to stay one step ahead of the game. So it's good because it, like, means that, like, we innovate and we come up with new tricks all the time. Like, we just put a new trick into the Vegas show where Mr. Piffles pees any drink named.
Well, the special, it's called Reptile Dysfunction. You can get it for free on YouTube. And congratulations on all your success, man. We appreciate you giving us a call, Piff. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much for your time.
All right, man. You take care. There you go. Piff the Magic Dragon. The special is free. And I don't know if you can see the cover, but it's him and Penn Jillette in the costume. You think there'll ever be a day when he'll take the costume off?
No, I'm sure people love just wearing their gimmick off every single day. It's got to be awesome.
What do you mean?
I wonder how many suits he has, though. You know, does he have a full closet of various Piff the Magic Dragon suits, or is it one that he has to keep cleaning?
No, he's got to have several.
And yeah, my real question there, but he seemed to be like kind of bouncing around
on the radio.
Would have been like, is there beef with the Osmonds? Like, if you take over somebody's territory
right.
in Vegas, right? There's got to be a little bit of resentment coming from at least Donnie and
you
maybe
didn't
Marie,
read the
too.
News? No. You didn't read the news?
No.
Marie freaking shanked him walking outside of the damn show.
She ran seems up like on someone him. You wouldn't mess with, though.
It no. was a box cutter.
One of the two retired. I don't know if it was Donnie or Marie, or like one of the two retired, I think. And then I think Donnie...
It was Honus.
Otis Osmond?
Otis Osmond, the original.
I don't think there'd be any beef like that. I think
there's gotta be. One of my favorite shows on right now is this show called Hacks, and it's basically there's a joke there, but it's basically like it's a Joan Rivers-esque character, right? And she's got a show in Vegas, and then they replace her.
Yeah.
And she's got to go back out on the road and kind of find herself. And it's but she's very mad at the, you know, the DJ guy who replaced her the whole
oh,
time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
Hey, let me ask another question.
Cool story, bro.
This has nothing to do with anything we were talking
Better
about.
Better than that interview.
But I know.
He's horrible on radio. I like him, but he's horrible. Yeah.
He was better in studio.
In studio was when he crushed it.
Yeah,
man.
He crushed it in studio. You're right. Sometimes on the phone, it is just...
Not their thing.
And
I think it's English humor, too, doesn't translate well.
Could be. I knew we had to get out of it, though. I was like, okay, Pip, I like you, but man, this sucks. But here's another question. Okay, I know some guys that are like thin and in good shape and young.
Yeah, what do you need
yeah,
to know?
Up, bro?
What do you need to know, bro?
Nobody here, by the way, can pull it off. But there's some Whatever. Young guys can pull off wearing like, you know, long pants, a nice shirt and everything, and not wearing any socks. Some guys are pretty good at pulling that off. Like, what's his name from our company? The guy that does TV. Morning show dude.
Billy TV?
No.
Bud Hedinger?
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Yeah, Ryan Seacrest pulls it off pretty good. You know, kind of. Yeah.
Why are you checking out his ankles, bro?
Yeah, it's like, man, those are hot-ass ankles.
No,
yeah.
My question is, can a guy who's like 60-some pull off not wearing socks?
If he's yes. doing it right, yeah.
Never thought
what
about
if he's really overweight?
Are we speaking about
you? Why do you want to not wear socks?
No, I think it's terrible. I think it's a horrible move. You gotta wear some socks.
Why are you talking about Bo like that?
I'm not talking about Bo.
I go sockless all the time. I go sockless all the time. Now,
with long pants, you'll go sockless.
It has to be a certain outfit that you're not going to wear it for. But like, yeah, when I do wear my shoes without socks, I know that later on in the end of the day, it's going to smell what probably the devil's B8 smells
yeah.
like because it is so bad. And that's, and then, but it feels good and it looks cool.
But what if you, I mean, just, I don't know.
Who are you trying to get at?
I'm not getting at anyone. I'm just saying, what if you're like a really big guy and you're super conservative and you're wearing long pants with no socks? Is that cool?
He's just happy he got them on, Russ.
or he didn't
he's
have to
just
wear them.
Happy the nurse put them on.
I just
he's
don't,
just happy the whole shoe tree horn worked. He's just happy that stick thing was able to grab it and slide it on.
I just don't, I would not try
it's
to.
It's fascinating that you noticed that.
I would not try to. I had to take a double take. I'm like,
Les, those aren't shoes. Those are bunions.
You're not
okay, they're not
socks.
Even.
You gotta
shoes.
Wear socks if you're. I don't know.
Is he wearing topsiders though, or Sperry's, or anything like that?
No tennis shoes with no socks, and I'm like, man,
they New Balance.
You gotta wear socks, man.
I mean, gotta be conservative when it comes to your shoe wear. I mean,
yeah, you can't storm the Capitol without socks.
Yeah, I mean,
you would think. I mean.
My God, you're slipping all over those beautiful steps of the Capitol.
Just wondering if you got to wear socks. I don't, you know.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm not, you know.
Wear long socks. What kind of socks you wear?
These black socks. I got them, and they come halfway up.
Yeah, that's. Too
what
long.
If he thought he had socks on? He just can't tell. You know?
Could be.
I
now Jimmy Buffett can do it. Jimmy Buffett can pull that off.
Jimmy Buffett.
Everybody can wear it. You just got to have the right like the right ensemble on.
Jimmy Buffett.
Long pants with no socks, not a good look all the time.
It all depends if the
shoes are flattering.
All I think is you got stinky feet. If I see you not wearing
socks,
but you got
a stinky foot thing
feet.
Anyway.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
I just a man that doesn't wear socks got stinky feet.
That's not true. I don't rock socks all the time. I wear a lot of shoes without socks.
Yeah,
my shoes
now
smell
and then.
Fantastic.
Mm-mm.
No, mine, when the second I go shoeless, like Joe Jackson in a shoe, I know that it's forever going to have. It could be an hour. It could be whatever. It's just, I don't know what cooks in there during that time.
Yeah.
But it's not fun. But we still do it. We still, I should be like, nah, screw it. I don't. I'm too lazy to put on my socks right now.
When Jimmy Buffett that's plays, what it says. Does he play in sandals? Then?
No, he plays barefooted.
Barefoot,
usually barefoot. Yeah, he has big carpets out, you know. So he's
he does the carpet thing on stage.
Carpet on stage, yeah.
I feel like you guys are messing with me.
No,
it's a whole jam, dude.
It's a whole Jimmy Buffett.
Look
jam.
It up. You yeah. got the internet?
I do have the internet.
If you went in the right mind and you went to a Jimmy Buffett concert and drank some margaritas and you would have fun. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I thought you were anti-Buffett.
No, I'm not anti-Buffett. Oh, okay. Angel's anti-Buffett.
No, he's not anti. He's just not his thing. Just, yeah. Yeah,
Mr. Anti-Buffett.
I've been to the parties.
There's a difference.
Like, everyone's done the parking lot party. I've just never made it into the show.
It's cool to say, look, I just don't get it. He didn't say he hated it. No. That's why I respect him. So, yeah, that's why I respect
He doesn't
Angel.
Respect you.
Yeah, he doesn't say he hates something.
How did this turn around on me? I said I would go to a Buffett concert.
You hate
seems
socks.
Like it'd be fun. I like socks. I don't like long socks. I wear little ankle socks. Like,
you got both. You got to have an assortment of socks, folks.
Why do you need a long sock? Like
for a jean.
He's just glad his shoehorn worked.
You die.
I knew I'd get Russ with a shoehorn joke.
Again.
My grandma used to have a shoehorn back in the day. I was like,
I remind you, Carlos is in the comfort of being at his home saying this wild ass S. You're in that room. That has
I'm
no
ready to
sound,
go. No I ain't been sound. In a morning I haven't been in a morning battle in a while. I'm down. I'm ready. Okay.
I'm just laughing.
Not that's just because of that, because the other people he works with are right outside your door.
I'm just laughing. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
They're not here today.
Hey, listen.
They don't listen.
When we come back, guess what today is? International Beer Day. Oh. Like it seems like there's some sort of special beer day all the time, but today is International Beer Day. So along with Beer of the Week, I have four myths about beer that you guys may not know.
So myths.
Myths.
So it's the opposite of it. So it's a good. These are good things.
These are myths. These are things you think about beer, but they're not true. I got four of those, and we'll do Beer of the Week, and we'll do the beer song when we come back.
Go.
You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. Get your shoehorn.
You text us at 77031, and we say it on the air. Sometimes we might even give you credit. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and OrangeBuickGMC.com. We are professional grade.
Say what's up. Hey, C-Lane, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy Friday, Monsters. How are you?
Happy Friday to you, man. Hope you're doing well. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, not so bad. It went by nice and fast, which was nice.
See? Nice and weekly.
Yes.
Very good. Angel,
what I hear it's beer day, so I got a real beer today.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, today is International Beer Day. Oh, you know, before we taste, I want to give you the fourth. These are four things that are beer myths. Beer myth number one, draft beer gives you a hangover. That's not accurate. Any alcohol can give you a hangover. Oh, so yeah. Draft beer. You know,
so it's accurate.
Yeah, so that is not not true. Beer should always be served cold.
False. The English people drink it room temperature weirdos.
Actually, sometimes they're saying that making it colder will ruin the taste of a beer, which doesn't make any sense
to
me.
No, it does, because some places do that. Like, we serve it at 31 degrees, and it's like, it makes it taste worse.
Dark beers are stronger than light beers.
False.
I would have thought that to be true, but it is not true. They're saying here, like, Guinness is 4.2. You know,
Guinness is one of the weakest beers on any common bar.
But you eat drink a couple of those, and it's like drinking a meal.
Like a Budweiser is stronger than a Guinness. And then drinking a lot of beer gives you a beer belly. That's not accurate.
That's not true.
So there you go. You learned something today.
Beer of the week, and I'm excited about this week's beer that I've gotten for you guys. I just want to do a couple quick shout-outs, a couple birthday shout-outs. Shout-out to Jenny. Happy birthday to you. And then shout out to Mark Parker from Parker Brother Concepts.
Oh, he's a good guy.
It's his birthday as well. So
happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, y'all. Want to do a quick reminder. Typically, I get beers from the Can and Bottle Beer Shop right there in Winter Springs. I love that place. It's still one of my go-to places. But a lot of the feedback I get back is like, Angel, that's tough. It's Winter Springs. It's difficult for me to get out. So I'm trying to blanket all of Orlando, and I've been going to craft beer shops.
Okay.
They're not necessarily breweries. They do have taps, but they also have guys that are curating the coolers, guys that are out there picking out the beers to carry at their place. So another place that's very cool, and it's in Orlando, it's a place called the Beer Commission. It's right there on Curry Ford Road. If you are a hip-hop head, Benjamin has been, he's busting his butt to put together a very cool spot. A lot of love for Wu-Tang there. DJ Digital was there last night behind the bar. Definitely a place to check out. And that's where I got today's beers. There's a couple other ones that we're going to do in the next coming weeks. Came from there. Today's beer comes from a brewery that I love the name of it already. It's El Segundo Brewing Company. If you're a Tribe Called Quest fan, that's going to hit you right there in the heart because you left your wallet in El Segundo. But that's neither here nor there. Today's beer is Broken Skull American Lager. Broken Skull American Lager. Check out whose name's on there, Russ.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hell yeah.
Broken Skull. That's pretty cool. That's a good looking bar. Now why is Stone Cold Steve Austin's name on there?
Because it's an endorsement for him. It's the beer that he's been doing whenever he's, like, just recently, I think, when he just went out there, he was using this beer for his what he was doing.
Broken Skull. Okay.
All right,
and he drinks two of them and then smashes them on his head.
Yes, sir.
Probably.
All right, so it's an American-style lager, all right? It's El Segundo Brewing Company. You can get this right there at the Beer Commission, all right? They're not shipping it anywhere else. You can just get it right there. It's an American-style lager. It is 4.8 ABV.
All right. Smells good.
This is from their website. The beer is a take on the classic American lager made for the work of man and woman. This beer is brewed with the finest American-grown barley and hops with the ultimate reward for a hard day's work. That's what we do here, gentlemen. Hard work.
Yeah, we're basically roofers.
I'm a plumber.
So we're going to raise our glasses, three-sip rule in effect.
All right.
And let's drink to beer.
Here's the beer.
Mm.
All right. Beer.
Let it flow like water.
Oh, I'm going to ask C-Lane about that. Hold on, man. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. In your mouth, blow it out. Yeah, this is.
There's still some in that can if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna test some more here.
This is just a Budweiser. Yeah, this tastes like Stone Cold.
It's a step up.
It's Budweiser 316.
It's a crafted Budweiser.
Yeah, it's like a fancier Budweiser.
It's good.
It's good though. Yeah,
what are you bitching about? It's good.
Russ, what do you think of El Segundo Steve Austin's Broken Skull American Lager?
I'm a fan. If I were really like at a bar and I'm like, okay, which one do you have that's closest to what I like? And let me taste this.
The Tall Boy can comes is works, right?
I'll drink that puppy all night long. I'll give it a 9.4.
9.4. So here comes the critical analysis, it seems.
Ryan Holmes. Yeah.
Ryan Holmes, what do you think of the American lager stylings of El Segundo?
There's already Coca-Cola that exists, and then you make a drink that's just slightly like Coca-Cola, but not, then like why bother? That's where I'm at with this one. It's not a bad beer by any means, but it's just a standard American beer.
Okay.
It's the style.
Did you say Bad Bunny?
So what do you give it?
It's an American lager, of course.
What do you give it?
That's the style.
Yeah. Well, for America, I give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, look, it's not complex, but it's absolutely delicious. I give it a 9 for exactly what it is. Great American lager style beer.
I like
you
it.
Could, very sessionable. It comes in that awesome Tall Boy can. And again, you can catch these or go get these there at the Beer Commission right there on Curry Ford. Shout out to those guys. It's an awesome place. A great hangout. Hit them up on Instagram. See what they do on the weekends. They bring all kinds of food trucks and stuff there as well. And that is Beer of the Week, Russ.
C-Lane, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you because A, you're an incredible musician. B, you know all the players involved here, and you're also a huge part of real radio, the history of real radio, and current real radio. So let's see what you think about this. So I've now asked, I think I'm up to 4 different bands, and say, hey, listen, you want to get your song played on the radio? I'm looking for someone who will cover the beer song. We've been playing the same beer song for over 20 years.
Right.
And every band looks at me and goes, oh man, I'm afraid to do that. It's such a classic. If we mess it up, your fans will hate us. And I cannot find a band that will do a cover.
That's weird. You'd think they'd be honored to do it.
It's not that they're not honored. They're afraid that Monster fans will get pissed off if they cover the...
I get it, man. It's a catch 22. You really want to do this, but you don't want to screw it up and have everybody after you.
You agree with them, C-Lane?
At some point, but I would if it were me, if I had like a band,
yeah,
I would go, let's do this thing, and if it sucks, they're only going to play it once. And
well, then... we should let C-Lane know that we should ask this other person. Like I think if they love beer. And, dude, C-Lane, you're going to blow your mind, but Bad Bunny is a massive fan of the Monsters. And I think if we ask Bad Bunny to do the la cerveza, la canción de cerveza,
do you have
the audio, Ryan? Do you happen to have the audio? Because we had this is earlier in the show.
Hey, so C-Lane, wouldn't you think the band would consider it, though, like, hey, listen, this is a great opportunity, and it's like a homage to the beer song. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be like, I don't know. I would think they'd be jumping on top of it, but all 4 bands were like, no. Oh.
I'm surprised that no band has tried to do it already.
Pussies.
Yeah.
I will say this, to the point that the bands aren't wrong. If you go off of texting, ain't nobody asking for it.
Yeah, but I just think
it's like the Roadhouse remake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the texters are also wrong because they're saying, Ryan, you're an idiot. Pepsi is just like Coke. No, it's not. Very different flavor. My God.
Well, they were right at the first half of that sentence.
C-Lane, are you at Casey's this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there on Sunday, 10 o'clock. Come for strong drinks.
Very good.
Decent music.
All right, buddy. Carlos, what you got going on?
Oh, follow me at To The Top Carlos. Have a great weekend, folks.
Ryan, you're chilling this weekend, right?
I'm chilling this weekend, but you can follow my podcast by going to monsters.fm called Legends of Pregame. This episode's called Nothing But Puffins, and it's a lot of fun, so check it out.
Angel, you're going to be in a Lamborghini tomorrow, right?
I think so. I got to iron out these details and see how this goes.
All right, very good. Anything else?
That's it. You can hit me up on any social media platform. It's official. So make sure you check out the show tonight, 9 p.m.
If you want to make sure you get a bottle of Majestic Monster whiskey from the next 4 barrels of whiskey, then you need to go now to monsters.fm and order your whiskey. When you order it now, you're guaranteed to get a bottle shipped to you. You can either go to monsters.fm and order it or bevfly.com and order it now. And as soon as it's all together, they're going to send it to you. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters in at 3 o'clock. It's the Jim Colbert Show. We're back next Monday to do our thing from C-Lane, Carlos, Angel, and Ryan.
And the leader of this mess, a merry man, Russ Whippersnippers Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirls.
Your emotional support radio station.
We got a raccoon.
Because there's a wait list.
We just can't let it out of its cage.
For animals. Real Radio 104.1.